All right, so today we're diving into the world of landscaping and masonry.
With a fascinating story, straight from the Better Business Bureau.
Yeah, the BBB, you know, they're behind the business feature. This one from March 27th, 2025.
Really gives us a look into Coppa and Sun landscape construction.
Out of Narragansett, Rhode Island, right?
Yep, that's right.
So for our listeners out there, think about it this way.
If you're the kind of person who wants to learn quickly.
Yeah, absorb those key lessons.
But also loves a good real-world example of how things actually get done.
Because let's be honest, theory's one thing.
Yeah, right?
But seeing a business thrive in the real world.
It's a whole other level of insight.
That's what this deep dive is really about.
The journey of Coppa and Sun. How they blended hard work, smart learning.
And that essential community connection.
Into a lasting success story.
So our mission here
is to pull out those nuggets of wisdom
from how Chris and Kristen Coppa built this company from the ground up.
What were their unique choices?
What were the factors that kept them going strong for so long?
I think a great place to start is back in 2001.
Right at the beginning.
That's when Chris and Kirsten, a husband and wife team,
founded Coppa and Sun.
And what's really cool is that their collaboration
seems like such a natural fit.
The article tells us Chris had this background in a larger landscaping company.
Yeah. Got some solid experience there.
And through that, he actually got introduced to masonry.
So he had that side of things covered.
And Kirsten, she brought her own unique talent to the table.
That natural eye for garden design.
It's even described in the article as a natural move for them to team up.
It's almost like that classic story, right?
You see a synergy between different skills.
And bam, you decide to create something of your own.
Recognizing and leveraging individual strengths.
It can be a seriously powerful launchpad.
For any venture, really.
Now, one thing that jumps out is that they didn't start with some big, elaborate plan.
No, they were building this as they went.
Yeah, talk about learning on the job.
Which makes their early days even more intriguing.
The article mentions they started with a single tractor.
Just one tractor. Can you imagine?
That really paints a picture of their initial investment.
And the sheer amount of elbow grease they must have put in.
But what really stands out is how they developed their expertise.
Much of it was self-taught.
Kirsten mentions that Chris taught her masonry.
But it wasn't a one-way street.
She talks about a reciprocal learning environment.
They were constantly teaching each other.
Which speaks volumes about their partnership.
This willingness to learn by doing.
And there's this fantastic anecdote
about redoing a patio 15 times the first time.
15 times.
Talk about perseverance.
It wasn't about being perfect right off the bat.
No, it was a deeper commitment.
To mastering the craft.
No matter how many bumps they hit along the way.
That's a lesson right there, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
To see those early mistakes.
Not as failures, but as stepping stones.
Essential parts of the learning process. Now as their business grew.
We see this really interesting evolution in what they offered.
It seems like they started out with a focus on masonry.
Yeah, Kirsten specifically talks about stone walls, stairs, dry walls, anything that has to do with any kind of stone.
So they really honed their skills there.
Built a solid reputation in stonework.
And for our listeners, when we talk about dry walls in this context,
we're referring to non-structural walls, often made of stone, used for visual appeal in landscaping.
But they didn't just stick with that niche.
No, they expanded their services significantly.
They added patios, in-ground pools, driveways.
Even what they call excavation work.
That's laying lawns, grading land, digging foundations.
Quite the comprehensive range of services.
It's almost like they saw the needs of their market.
And adapted to meet them.
That kind of flexibility can be really valuable.
It makes them a one-stop shop for homeowners.
And we can't forget Kirsten's background in garden design and maintenance.
That adds a whole other dimension to their business.
Her knowledge comes from a unique mix of experiences.
She learned a lot from her father.
Who's an avid gardener, still going strong at 90.
It shows that expertise can come from many different sources.
Mentorship, hands-on learning, family traditions.
Then she took all that and layered on modern resources.
Pinterest, TV shows, you know, keeping up with the times.
And of course, good old trial and error.
That seems to be a recurring theme in their story.
This blend of the traditional and the modern.
Probably gave her a really well-rounded perspective. And her work seems to be quite impressive.
The article mentions her involvement in projects along Ocean Road.
Those historic properties in Narragansett?
Some of them with as many as 40 planters.
Wow, that's a lot of planters.
It really gives you a sense of the scale and detail she's capable of.
Working on historic properties like that.
Especially in a sought-after area.
It definitely signifies a high level of skill and trust.
Her talent, the continuous learning,
and her understanding of local aesthetics.
It's made her a real go-to expert.
So with all this hard work,
and the diverse skills they've developed,
what do Chris and Kirsten find most rewarding about what they do?
Well, Kirsten emphasizes the transformation aspect.
Seeing how a client's property changes.
She talks about the satisfaction of what you've created.
Well, once a project is finished,
it's a real sense of pride in their work.
And the tangible impact it has on people's lives. I think anyone can relate to that.
Yeah, that feeling of accomplishment.
Knowing you've made someone's home more beautiful, more functional.
It's a powerful motivator.
Now they've built a successful, long-lasting business.
In Washington County, Rhode Island.
How'd they do that?
The article highlights the importance of referrals.
And those strong client relationships.
Building that local reputation is key.
Trust within the community.
It's their lifeblood.
And they seem to really value those personal connections.
Kirsten even says word of mouth is huge for them.
Bigger than the impact of thousands of business cards from BB.
Wow, that's saying something.
It shows the power of satisfied customers.
Spreading the word organically.
And their approach to working with clients
is very much about building a partnership.
They meet with clients quite a few times before starting a project.
To really understand their vision, build that rapport.
It's not just about getting the job done.
It's about collaboration and trust.
And it sounds like Kirsten has even become friends with some of their customers.
Which naturally leads to more referrals.
That kind of deep connection is amazing.
It really embeds a business within a community.
It makes you think, in our digital world,
that personal touch still holds so much weight.
For their clients, it seems trust and personal connection are paramount.
More so than traditional advertising.
It's clear Chris and Kirsten love what they do.
It's not just about the money.
Kirsten mentions their enjoyment of working outdoors.
Compared to being stuck in an office.
She loves the coastal environment, the tight-knit community.
Their passion shines through.
And finally, the article mentions their BBB accreditation.
They've been an accredited member since 2013.
Which speaks to their commitment to ethical practices.
And resolving customer issues professionally.
Anyone interested in learning more can check out their BBB profile.
For a deeper dive into their history and feedback.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Coppa and Son,
what are some key takeaways for our listeners?
Well, first, that power of combining different skills.
In a business partnership?
Chris and Kirsten's talents complement each other perfectly.
And then there's the importance of seeing challenges as opportunities to learn.
That patio story, redoing it 15 times, that's a powerful image.
And it's smart to specialize in a core area.
But also stay adaptable, like they did with their services.
Those client relationships are crucial.
Building trust within the community, that word of mouth effect.
It's remarkable how a small, family-run team
can achieve so much.
Through dedication, a willingness to learn, and genuine personal touches.
It really makes you think, doesn't it?
But how we define success.
Maybe it's not always about massive scale.
Maybe it's about those authentic connections.
What about you as a listener?
Think about your own experiences.
Have you ever persevered through a tough challenge?
And came out stronger on the other side.
And what hidden expertise might be right there in your network?
Waiting to be discovered and combined in new ways.
It's something to think about.
As you go about your day.
And maybe spark some new ideas.
For your own ventures.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure exploring this story.
Until next time.
Keep learning, keep growing.
And keep those connections strong.
We'll see you on the next deep dive.
Bye for now.
Take care.